Ksuvis Yerushalmi corresponding to Ksuvis Bavli Daf Ayin Beis. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Dalad Amud Beis at the Mishnah at the top of the page. Hamadris Ishtoi Shle Telech Leveis Avil Hoy Leveis Amishta Yotiv Yitin Ksuba Mivlei Shenoyel Befoneha V'imhaya Toyen Mishum Dava Acher Rashai. If he would mother her that she should not go to a house of mourning or a banquet, he divorces and pays the Ksuba because he puts a barrier in front of her. If he claims that this is that his vow was due to another matter, as we'll say, explain, then it's permitted. Im amala to shetomi leploini mashamalt shamalti lach oy shiti malaya umaare laashpoyth yotziyetin ksuba. If she took a vow of affliction or affecting intimacy between them, which he needs to annul, and he said that he annuls on condition that you tell Ploini what I said to you, or that you fill and pour in the garbage dump, then he divorces and pays a ksuba. We'll explain this. The Gemara says, Hedira shulei lashil nafa ugrava yotziv yitin ksuba yipnei shu mesiyah shemra b'shchenei se'ah. If he was mad to her that she may not lend a sifter, he divorces her and pays a ksuba because he gives her a bad reputation among the neighbors. V'chein hi shenadu shulei lashil nafa ugrava teitzei shulei b'ksuba mipnei shu masiyasei shemra al shcheinav. Similarly, if she vows that she will not lend a sifter, she may leave, meaning she may be divorced without a ksuba, since she gives him a bad reputation amongst his neighbors. Hedir shalei telech lebeit ha'avel or lebeit ha'mishter, yotiv yitin ksuba, shenamacha meisa mutar lefanea, ve'ein bo mishkachas laleah. If he was mad at her that she not go to a house of mourning or to a banquet, then he divorces and pays a ksuba, because if she never goes, then in the future, her mace will be in front of her, and no one will care about her. V'chein hi shenadra shalei telech lebeit ha'avel, or lebeit ha'mishter, teitzei shalei b'ksuba, shenamacha meisa metalefano ve'ein bo mishkachas alav. And similarly, if she vowed that she will not go to a house of mourning or a banquet hall, then she may leave, meaning she will be divorced without a ksuba, because in the future, his mace will be in front of him, and no one will care about him. V'mei o'imeh meshum Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi, Tov lelechas el beis avel melechas el beis mishta, v'asher hu soif kol ha'adam v'chayitin el liboi. Matam v'leima v'chayitin el liboi. But Meir, quoting Rabbi Akiva, his Rebbe said, quoting the pasuk in Keheles in Perek Zayin, pasuk Beis, it's better to go to a house of mourning than going to a house of banquet, because that's the end of every man, and the living will put it to heart. What do we learn from v'chayitin el liboi, that the living will put it to heart? Ela avad diavdun spoid yispedun kvar diyavun levay dilavun. The answer is, do so others will do for you, eulogize so they will eulogize you, bury so they will bury you, accompany so they will accompany you. Im hayatoyen mishum daba acher rashai mishum shema. The Mishnah said that if he claims that he vowed due to another matter he permitted, this is due to people there of ill repute. Amala amanas shetaymi leish pleini he said that he annuls on condition that you tell Pliny what you said to me in private, in matters of intimacy, or what I said to you in private. Or the Mishnah said, if he annuls on condition that you fill and pour in the garbage dump, he divorces her and pays a ksuba. Taman amrin kugoin maaseh eir v'rabonin d'hocha amrin dvarim shel batala. There in Bavel, they say that this is like the action of Er, who wasted a seed, means he's requiring her to remove the semen after relations to prevent her becoming pregnant. Rabbanon here in Eretz Yisrael say idle matters, means to fill jugs of water and spill them at the dumping site, she'll appear like a lunatic. The next Mishnah says, Eilu yotzeis shalei b'ksuba ha'iveres al das Moshe v'yehudis. The following women are divorced without a ksuba: one who transgresses das Moshe, which is Torah law, or Das Yehudis, which is the ways of Jewish women. Reizi Das Moshe, Machilasa She'ina Me'usal, Meshamashta Nida, V'leikotzala, V'leichala, V'neideres, V'ena Mekayemes. What's considered transgressing Das Moshe, Torah law? She feeds him untithed food, she has relations with him when she's a Nida, she doesn't separate Chala, or she vows and doesn't fulfill. Reizi Das Yehudis, Yotze V'roshe Pura, V'tova V'shuk, V'medereth, and Kol Adam. Was considered transgressing Das Yehudis, which is the ways of Jewish women. She goes out with her head uncovered, she spins thread in the market, or talks with every man. Abashol Aimeh Afa Makaleles Yolodov Befonov. Abishol says it's even one who curses Yolodov, his parents, in front of him. Ritavan Aimer Afa Koilonis. Ritavan says it's even a Koilonis, which is a loud voiced woman. Ezika Koilonis, what is that? Kol Shehi Medaberis, Besech Besa, Ushchenea Shem Eskoila. It's anyone who speaks in her house and the neighbors heard her voice. And the Gemara says, Ukul Hoin, the Eidim, Ploini Isa, Ploini Ra, Kisamam, Ploini Katsa Chalasa, Ploini Hitter Es Nidra, Badku Kul Hoin Vlai Ashkehon. The Gemara says, all of them are with witnesses. She said that Ploini tithed, Ploini saw the blood stains, Ploini separated Achala, Ploini permitted her vow. They checked all of them and it wasn't found, as she said. She blamed someone else on his psak, but actually there was no such psak. Machilosa Shaina Mu'usa, Mashamashta Nida, Veina Kritzele Chala, Venedurus Veina Kayemis. The Mishnah says that Das Moshe is that she feeds him untied food, has relations with him when she's a Nida, doesn't separate Chala or vows, and doesn't fulfill. Nicha Kulhoin, the Islei, should say, behind Neiderus Veina Kayemis, Ma Islei Behade. The Gemara asks, well, granted, all of these he has in them a transgression due to her, but if she vows and doesn't fulfill, what justification to divorce her does he have? Yochil Meima I Efshi Isha Nadoris She Koiveris Esponea. He can answer, I don't want a woman who vows because she buries her children. Tani B'Shem Reb Yudan Va'ovein Nadorim Habonim Meisim D'Chsiv Lashav Hekisi Esponechem. The Bais says in the name of Reb Yudan that due to the sin of vows, children die, as the Pasuk says in Nehemiah Beis, Pasuk Lamed, for emptiness I have smoked your children. Emptiness being vain oaths. V'voisha parua l'chotza amu kavachim l'mavi. Her head is uncovered in the chotza, she transgresses Das Yehudis. They said that all the more so in the mavi, which is the alleyway. The chotza was all surround the alleyway and they go through the alleyway to get to the public domain. V'chia b'shem Reb Yochanan ha-yotza b'kaf latin shelo ein ba mishum v'voisha parua. V'chia, quoting Reb Yochanan, said the one who goes out with her Kaplitin, which is a basket whose bottom is shaped to cover her head like a hat, is not considered that her head is uncovered. But this is in a chotza, a private courtyard, but in the mavoi, the alleyway, it is considered going out with her head uncovered. There is a courtyard that is like an alleyway, and there's an alleyway that's like a courtyard. Chotza shel rabim boikim b'seicha ha'ayu k'mavoi. A mavoi she'ein rabim boikim b'seicha ha'ayu k'chotza. A chotza, a courtyard that many go through it, it's like a mavoi, it's like an alleyway. An alleyway that not many people go through it, it's like a chotza. Abashol oime afa makaleles es ladov bifnei yoy ladov. Abashol says, even if she curses his children in front of his parents, Abitavon oime afa koilonis, Abitavon says, even a koilonis. Evi her kolonis, what is a kolonis? Shmuel amar kol shehi medaberes shchineser shoyma isa isa. Shmuel gave an answer, it's one, anyone who speaks about matters of intimacy and her neighbors hear her. Rav amar kol shekoila hilech mimita lamita b'shach tashmish. And Rav says, if anyone whose voice goes from bed to bed literally, it means at the time of intimacy that she requests audibly. Tani v'michanin b'shem v'shmuel echad noshim sh'amu ein lahem k'suba v'echad noshim sh'amu yoytzeis sh'olai b'k'suba. Kagoin ha-yisayim va-ashniya va-ailanis va-ishono ala k'subas mana masayim afil ha-yisa k'suba shal elef dina ma'abedes v'neteles bloyes mima shiyesh lefonea. Yochanan, quoting of Shmuel, quoted from a Baisa, there's one law for women whom Chacham said they have no k'suba, and one, and it's the same law for women that they said that they leave without a k'suba, such as an orphan who did miyun, she refused the marriage d'rabbanon, a shniya, which is an elva mid-rabbanon, an Eilef, which is a woman who doesn't develop like a normal female. They didn't teach only for the ksuba of 100 or 200, rather even if her ksuba was 1,000 dinarim, she loses everything, but she takes the blayos, which is a remnant of property she brought into the marriage, from what is in front of her. V'ayetza, mishum shemra, ein la blayos, ma'u nesef min ha'para pa'anon dida. The Gemara asks, one who leaves due to ill repute, that she might have illicit relations, she does not have blayos. Does she take the dowry that she brought in? Rivero Amma Nafa. Rivero says she takes it. Rivila Amma Lo Nafa. And Rivila says she does not take it. Rivila Avadla Ka Misa. Rivila makes her like one who died and her husband gets everything. Rivila 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 Abba Bar Koyen, Mishkach B'Shem Rabbi Chanina, Ben Gamliel, Noshim Sha'amru Yoitzeth Shel Ksuba Lashona Le Ksubas Mana Masayim, El Afil Haisa Ksubasa Shel Elef Dina Ma'abedeth. Rabbi Yose, Rabbi La, and Rabbi Abba Koyen founded the name of Rabbi Chanina Ben Gamliel, women who they said that they leave without a Ksuba, they didn't teach it only for the Ksuba of 100 or 200, and not addition, rather even if her Ksuba was 1,000 dinarim, she loses everything. Rabbi Simon Amar Rabbi Yochanan Kala Mishnayus Mechuboris V'Mishnezu. Rabbi Simon, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, says that all the Mishnayus, all the teachings are connected, means they depend on this Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Mana, Koimi Rabbi Yasa, Bai Da Masnisa Rabbi Chanin Deshmul. But Mana asked in front of Rabbi Yasa, your teaching the name of Rabbi Chanin of Ben Gamliel connotes that women whom they said that they have no Ksuba, they have the additions. The advice of Rabbi Chanin in the name of Shmuel said otherwise, so how do you resolve this? Amalei Divya Kolhi, Rabbi Yasa answered, all agree to it. Also, my teaching does not exclude women who have no Ksuba, such as Ma'enes, Ailenes, the case that we had, or the more so, those get nothing, because they were never married. And it's actually a Mekach Toiv, it's a mistaken acquisition. But Tani, Rabbi Chia, Kain, Noshim, Ha'ubois, you should say, Aladath, Ma'avdos, Zakol. And Rabbi Chia, in his advice, supports this. So women who are oiveris al das, they lose everything. Rabbi Lazar, quoting Rabbi Chanina, said that if they saw a woman putting on a sina, which is the underwear worn for sneers, and a peddler leave her house, this is something ugly, means surely she removes them to have relations, and therefore she leaves, and means she must be divorced. Reik al gabi mitasa, ko'o adava, Teitzei, Reika Gami Mitasei, Ko'adava, Teitzei, Sandala Lifnei Mitasa, Ko'adava, Teitzei, Sandala Lifnei Mitasei, Ko'adava, Teitzei. If a peddler leaves and spit, means this is a euphemism for semen, is found on her bed, this is an ugly thing and she leaves. If the peddler's sandal is in front of her bed, it's an ugly thing and she leaves. If her sandal is in front of his bed, this is an ugly thing and she leaves. Shneim Yotzim Mimokam, Efel ko'o adava teitze malin ze ze minabo ko'o adava teitze shneim toshchoyt al yirecha b'merchas ko'o adava teitze. If both of them leave a very dark place, then this is an ugly thing and she leaves. If they are raising each other from a pit, it's an ugly thing and she leaves. If both of them playfully slap her thigh in the bathhouse, this is an ugly thing and she leaves. Chanina bar ikah b'shem of Yehuda v'kulan im shesei nafna amasla ledvoreya ne'emenes. Chanina bar Ikah, quoting Rabbi Yehuda, said in all of these cases, if she gave a proper excuse for what was seen, then she is believed. Rav Ada bar Achva b'shem Rav Maase bar Lifnei Rebbe Amar Ma b'kach. Rav Ada bar Achva, quoting Rav, said the case came in front of Rebbe, and he said, so what means since she had an excuse, we don't forbid due to witnesses on this ugly matter. Bayan koimi afi afilu ro oisai noisen piv al pia shela. Rav Ada asks, is this even if they saw him putting his mouth on her mouth? Omar kaveh ba maisa be'echad shiro oisei noisin es piv al piha shela. Asa uvda koimi rabbi yoisi ama tibuk v'palgus paran, which is a. Rav Ada answered, there was a case like this in which they saw him put his mouth on her mouth. The case came in front of rabbi yoisi and he said, she leaves with half a ksuba. Avin kreve oorin v'ambin en chaytihi tibuk v'le paran. Her relatives contested and said, well, if she is forbidden like a soita, then she leaves without a ksuba. If she is not a soita, she receives a full ksuba. Amalayin ugimana, aysen parana nakrine, aysen parana vashkuchun, kosov begavor, in hador planis tasvi ladein ploini, ba'la velaititzvi, it should say, b'shut fosei, to have a nasva palgus paran. The Mana told them, bring her ksuba and we will read it. They brought the ksuba and it was found written in it, if this plainess will marry this plainy, her husband, and not want his partnership, and she will hate him, then she receives a half the ksuba. Amrabi Avin, Mekirin shekibla aleha sheyitin es piya, piv al piha, shelah commanded sanas, beleisla ela palgus paran. Avin said, since she let another man put his mouth on her mouth, she is like one who hates her husband, and she gets only half the ksuba. He goy chayve should say vehu goy chayva seita agafin seita menashkin seita tura tarid seita. If she's in his lap or he is in her lap, she is forbidden like a seita. If they were hugging, she's a seita. If they were kissing, she's a seita. If they were secluded and the door was locked, she is a soter. Mugaf Sviha, but if they were secluded and the door was closed but not locked, this requires investigation whether or not she is a soter.